It's 88.5 FM Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Brian Fallon. Brian, yeah, good to see you.
You as well.
New album out, Sleepwalker, and a song that we've been playing, Forget Me Not. And you're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Hotel Cafe. You keep yourself busy.
I do.
And in order to keep yourself busy, I imagine because you have a desire to create music, in different ways, shapes, genres, and forms, I imagine you absorb a lot of music and you play a lot.
All the time. There's something always being played or rehearsed. I have an app that slows down songs in the same pitch. So you can listen to anything you want, and like it's good for the it's really actually what I use it for the most is Mark Knopfler. That's what I use it for, because sometimes you can figure out what he's doing, but you need to. I have this ethic of practicing that is I would challenge anyone my age to practice as much as I do, you know. And I don't know if it's getting me anywhere, but it's just that I can say that I definitely practice. There's a not. You know, even with kids, I'm like, sometimes I'm walking around with the kids making dinner with the guitar, you know, and they know, and they're used to it. They that's dad.
Some people, it just comes.
Sure.
And they get a flash of an idea, and then they're off. Yeah. Other people work towards songs. What's the case with you?
Oh, I'm the worker. I mean, there's the Keith Richards thing where you wake up one night and you have Satisfaction in your head, but that's never happened to me.
Never.
I mean, songs have come out quick, and then songs have come out slow. But I've learned to be graceful about it, and I look at it now more as like a crossword puzzle where you're just trying to figure out the next piece, you know, and what feels good. And if at the end it feels good, the good thing is that there is no goal. You're just like, I want right. a good song. If it's not a good song, then it goes away. It doesn't have to fit anything or, you know, appeal. I think when you start adding that in, right. like what's going on currently and what's going on, you know, that's when you can really sort of, you can really bind yourself into a wall that you can't get out of.
I can take my time. I can speed you up. And I could pull you in till you can't get enough. Let's go, slip sliding in my veins. This life is only chains. Nothing like the colors in my dreams. I just wanted to be Steve McQueen and my horses of English racing green. You and me in British racing green. They can hold us down. They can break your pride. And if it gets too rough, you can climb inside. Let's go. Slip sliding in my veins. This life is only chains. It's nothing like the colors in our dreams. I just wanted to be Steve McQueen and my horses of English racing green. You and me British racing green. And don't you know that you and I are never going home, since we don't want to be alone. Here we go, sliding in my This life is only chains. It's nothing like the colors in my dreams. I just wanted to be Steve McQueen horses of English race and green. You and me in British race and green. This life is always the same. It's nothing like the colors in our dreams. We just want to be Steve McQueen in our horses of English race and green. You and me in British race and green. You and me in Steve.
The first track that we got at radio, Forget Me Not, your simple intention, initially at least, was rousing good fun.
Yeah, that's what the music sounded like.
It started going into a different place as you went along.
Well, I think that's the stage I'm at. You know, you have the definitive, you know, you slam up against the coil of mortality and sort of go, okay, that's real. You know, because you can pretend that it's not for a long time in your 20s and early 30s. You can sort of figure that out. But then, like, there's this wall everybody hits, I think, you know, and no one can escape that, be it from wherever you're from. Man or woman or child, you will be faced with the wall one day. And, you know, that hits you. And I sort of decided that I would put that into, rather than fester around and walk around with this thing that was eating me, I was like, well, I just, you know, conveniently enough, I happen to be writing songs right now, so I'll put this in there. And I, you know, I'm from a long tradition of happy, sad songs, you know. So the Replacements and, you know, Petty and Springsteen and all this stuff, that's even Tom Waits.
Right.
You know, like very, very happy, sad songs.
When you were approaching Sleepwalker, there was at least some overt sensibility in your head. You had this idea of wanting to make it a passionate soul R&B influence, that was something that was in your heart and mind as you approached some of these songs.
Yeah.
What inspired that, and when did you decide, let's roll with this idea?
Well, it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, I think. It's been there for a long time. But the one thing about any kind of stylistic change you make, you have to remember that the core is always going to be the core, and it's always going to sound like me and, you know, that's going to be the loudest voice in the room.
Right.
Any influences you bring on the outside, it's not going to be a complete reinvention of the wheel. But I think they can add a nice, you know, flavor to something new that you're doing. And especially with this. This was something that I had just, you know, my mom and all that taught me about the animals and all that when I was growing up. And then I was really into the Jam when I was young and the Clash and all that kind of thing and Elvis Costello and those sort of bands. So I thought to myself, well, me being an American kid from New Jersey, these guys were taking music from here and bringing it back over there, hearing it through these weird transistor radios, making it wrong, essentially.
Right.
But doing it their own way. Even the Stones, you know. And, like, they made this whole thing, you know, like Dr. Feelgood. Like, where did you get the idea to play with your fingers that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun? Like, this is, it would not work in any other group.
Right.
But it did. And for me, you know, that was like, I was just like, this is everything that I love, and, you know, in a different thing. So I'm going to bring this in. I found an old Vox Continental, that organ. And as soon as you play that, it's House of the Rising Sun. It's the Animals. It's the thing. So you
Alan
start
Price. You're saying, where's Alan Price?
You know, yeah, it's like, it's this haunting, creepy sound that's just, that's the sound. And I was just listening to the early Who, and really early Who. And I was just
maximum
like,
R&B,
yeah,
man.
This is the thing. So I just decided to take that to the limit as far as I could, you know, in my own way.
Stay set. I'd like to take you to a movie in a world without a death wish, on a night under the fireworks in heaven. Oh, but stay sad, baby, you can't take me anywhere, because I get a lot of lowdowns. So just put me in the cold ground and visit. Oh, but what if my soul was still trembling? Would you put your black dress on and visit my bones? Bring my football top and a scarf for the cold, playing melancholy songs somehow made us. Why while I waited on the kingdom come and the trumpet blow. In the cold, dark ground, missing letters you wrote. Would you get any rest from the wreck I was with the living? Would you just go on? Stay safe. I never thought I'd miss a small talk. I never knew the gift of day was. I just used to hear the time clock whistle stop, sleeping, get back up again, I'll stay safe. I never thought I'd miss the hard love. I wish I took the time to miss you. When we were sitting only right there under heaven, I would, what if? Now what if my soul's still trembling? Would you put your black dress on and visit my bones? Bring my football top and a scarf for the cold. Playing melancholy songs somehow made us. While I waited on the kingdom come and the trumpet blow. In the cold, hard ground, missing letters you wrote. Would you get any rest from the wreck I was with the living? Or would you just go on? Could you promise me something if you find someone? But you'll forget me not, never feel too much. Even if they do all the things that I couldn't do for you. See, I'll promise you something if you find someone. That you'll forget me not, I'll never feel too much. Even if they do all the things that I couldn't do for you. I would, what if? What if my soul was still trembling? And I would put my black suit on and visit your bones. Bring your football top and a scarf for the cold. And an English song by a band that you love. Here comes the sun, little darling. And the kingdom come and the trumpet blow. In the cold, dark ground, missing letters you wrote. Would you get any rest from the wreck I was? Would you just go on? Stays forget me not. Would you just go on?
Even today, in the performance you provide, you have to modulate your projection. You were talking about sending a fastball to the last row of an arena.
Yeah.
But then when you're in an intimate room,
yeah,
you got to remember, well, I might be singing over the heads of everybody if I take that approach. They're right here. They're feeling it with
me. Yeah. Well, it's Bruce Lee, you know. You've got to be the water. Become the cup. You got to become the room that you're... That's the truth. It really sounds so silly in a kung fu movie, but it's true. You have to just become the biggest room in the world can be the smallest room in the world. It's really about what you decide it is. You know, like the amount of people don't dictate the vibe. They're coming to catch your vibe. So really, if your vibe is sour, they're going to catch the sour vibe. If your vibe is great, then the smallest room in the world could be Madison Square Garden for you. It's just, it's what you convey. But I don't think that you should, you know, I don't believe in the whole thing like, that a small place you pretend it's like this huge thing. I think it's nice that you're able. It reminds me of growing up, like in the punk bands. That like when you go to a show and there was no separation. It was just like the band right there. I'm gonna enjoy that while I can, you know. And people are respectful. They're not weird. They're not stepping all over the equipment. They're not like trying to smash me in the face with the microphone. They're being cool.
Graduated high school, I bought us a trailer in a little park behind the side of the road. I could have had the army, I could have had the navy, but no one had to go for a mobile. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. All for you and that trailer. kept up my interest. I kept up my payments. She never said goodbye. I never asked why. Man, we used to dance to Leonard Skinner. Ah, she used to look so good at times. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. All for you and that trailer too, babe. I never found a thing that gives me an answer, that shines any light on the way things went. I get by on my own time, ain't cut out for working, ain't cut out for nothing, it pays my rent. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. Wasn't room in that trailer for two, babe.
We want to reiterate Sleepwalker, the new effort, and the fortunate people that are going to see at the Hotel Cafe. You alluded to the fact that you are going to be returning at the El Rey later.
Yeah.
And we're happy that you've given us, you know, for now, we've got Forget Me Not in rotation and more to come from Sleepwalker.
Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
Well, hey, you know what? As long as you keep making music from the heart like you do, you can count on us, you know, showing you the respect it deserves, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for coming out. Again, always great to have Brian Fallon live on 88.5. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Of course.
You got it.